Legends, everybody, welcome. I've got a special guest here today. This is Tom. He's from Reset and Sweat Gym in Sydney. And he's been a client with us. He's been working with us for the past probably month by now. And these interviews that we do are great because this is where you get to hear from the client themselves about their experience of what it's like. So it's not just me talking and telling you like, hey, we're awesome. Like you can actually see like firsthand what the service is like, what the results are like, and what you could potentially expect. So Tom, thanks so much for coming on today, man. I really appreciate it.
No worries.
So would just give us like a brief little backstory, where you guys are at, what you're all about, and then what you were doing to try and get new leads and new appointments in for the gym before we chatted.
So we were basically just running our own ads, we were using another ad agency as well, actually. And basically it was just, you get a lead, call them up and they didn't really answer. They were just, you know, sometimes not even in the right area, stuff like that. So just kind of relying on organic walk-ins and referrals, really.
Yeah. And so you guys were not like just a startup business, though, either. Like you guys had a pretty substantial membership base before we started chatting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've pretty established in the area. It's like over, you know, 6-7 years. So everyone knows where we are, kind of thing. And yeah, just trying to bounce back from COVID, to be honest, because
yeah, that's true.
This time last year.
Where were you at roughly membership wise before when we first chatted?
When we first chatted, just like active kind of 180-ish, 185.
100, yep, 180, 185 active members. And yeah. On average, how many appointments were you getting for new potential clients coming through the doors each month on average or each week?
Each week, appointments, like single figures. Yeah, like not even. Yeah, maybe 1, 2, 3 a week. Like, that would be good. And then you're just relying on, you know, that you get those days where two people walk in and sign up, but that you can't rely on growth. That's not growth, right? That's just churn in a bad sense. Yeah. So yeah, really poor.
Okay. And so what was the thing, because I know it's you and also the owner of the business as well. What was the decision? Was it between both of you guys where you're like, hey, you know, we need to do something different? Like, what was the thing that made you go like, we need to speak with Jimmy?
Well, the fact that, so I'm kind of new to it and I got goals to try and grow this thing. So, it's bad reflection on me, and it's pretty hard to, generate leads unless you really know how to run ads and you've got you know how to do it. I'm fine when they're in the door, like I can do the sales and we've got a great culture and product, like most gyms, but it's the fact that, you know, we're not marketers or lead gen experts. So it's just about getting somebody who actually knows how to do that and you can rely on it and know, hey, when I come in on Monday morning, I can see ahead of me already, hey, I've got like 10 plus appointments already booked in. And hey, if 60-70% of them turn up, and then I can get, you know, at least most of them onto some kind of trial or even sell some of them paying from the word go, then that we're actually growing rather than just crossing our fingers and hoping groups of people walk in and bring their friends. Cause yeah, you can't do that.
You can't rely on that. It's basically the hope and pray strategy, right? Yeah. You can't rely on that. So to recap, you're 185 members ish, obviously been well established to get to that point, but then there was a bit of a hit from COVID. And then prior to us working together, you're getting 1, 2, 3 maybe or so new potential appointments per week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then otherwise just relying on referrals, and because we're established, you get that. But yeah, to get back to where we were, like, you know, we've been nearly double the size of what we are now in the past.
Yeah. And you said something interesting, which is something that a lot of gym owners could probably resonate with, is that, hey man, we're good at sales. We're good at what we do. We just need more people to sit in front of to have these conversations with, because once they're sitting in front of me, like what you said, man, we're good to go. We know what we're doing. We just need more of those opportunities.
That's right. Yeah. Because there's nothing more frustrating than sitting around at, you know, being in the gym and having no one to sell to. That's the wrong phrase, but you know what I mean? It's not the sales part, it's the helping and the weight loss and the getting fit part, and it's that and it's new members bring vibe, and then the current members are like, oh wow, look at all these other people.
Yeah, 100%. I get it, like, don't feel bad about saying the word sales, because the sale is a part of necessary to be able to help the person, but that sale has to happen first, or otherwise there's no helping them. Yeah, because you can't get them in the gym. So then obviously, cool, that's where you were at before. Then you're like, okay, we need to grow, because otherwise we're stagnant or going backwards. Then we started working together, what it's been roughly about a month, 4 weeks or so, probably by about now. Tell us a little bit about the experience. Like, what was it? What's the results and what's been happening since we started?
Well, in the first week, we kind of started on a Wednesday, and already in that first week, we had... had four appointments, three turned up, and they all went on to a 2 week trial, and two of those are now paying members. One of them was, you know, just wanted a 2 week trial. And then the following week we had nine people showed up and got onto a 2 week pass. And then the week after that, it was 19. And then this week we've had, we've kind of finished going through that database approach, and I've got 13 on this form, but I haven't finished filling out this week. So it's about 18 leads, of which I've got, over half have come in and done a session or starting a 2 week trial with us.
So to go over the weeks, tell me if this is right. Four in the first week, then nine, then 19, then 18. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I just did the math. That's exactly 50. That's exactly 50 new appointments that you've had come through in the first month. And if you guys didn't catch that as well, the first couple of weeks of that, we weren't even running ads. And some people might be thinking, like, what the hell is that? But we're literally the guys at Reset and Sweats, they sent us their database, and then we actually reactivated all the old leads for you, didn't we? And that's how we got a good portion of those initial appointments through.
Yeah. And the mad thing is, like, a lot of these people are just still living around the corner. And, like, they used to be paying members who'd been with us for whatever, a year, life had got in the way, or COVID had meant they went on some crazy suspension and never came back. And it's just like, they know the gym's there. It's not like we've moved the gym. Like, they know exactly where we are. They've still got the same issues. They still loved it. And yeah, it's just a case of offering them something. And that's exactly what you guys did. And yeah, some of the names coming back in, they're coming in and people are high-fiving them, like, oh, I haven't seen you in ages. What's been going on, kind of thing. And
That's a part of a service we call database reactivation. And now we've gone and we've done all the database for you. Now we're doing ads. So we've fired up the ads for you guys now. And so that's huge, man. Four, nine in the second week, 19 in the third week, and then 18. Well, today's Friday, so you're looking at like 18 appointments for this week.
Yeah.
That's huge. 50 appointments in the first month compared to when you're doing like maybe – four to like 10 in a month previously. How has that changed for you guys now? Obviously you're busier, like you as a salesperson is busier, the gym floor is busier, like how is that now, having all these appointments come through, how is that, what's been the impact of that?
General vibe in the gym. Current members actually coming up to us going, oh, you know, it's cool seeing these new faces and old faces as well. And then these people bring people as well. And then even around that, we're just getting more inquiries through like our website or people ringing up, oh, hey, you've got this offer. And like, if an old member wants to come in and do a week, like, they could come in and do a week and just do that anyway. But because it's just like giving them the offer, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so you said, what's the saying? A rising tide raises all ships.
And yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
It's like, we've done the organic stuff for you, then we've done the paid ads. And because of that, you're seeing a lot of ancillary benefits of the website inquiries. New, because you got new people, so they're bringing new referrals as well. So it's not just the signups from that, but it's the signups that's happening outside of that as well.
That's right. And we just started the ads this week, yeah, on Monday, right? We've got, yes, yeah, so I've already had, it's got 12 like in the pipeline, got 2 appointments lined up.
Awesome.
Already, and had one this morning. So yeah, that, I mean, that's just from ads, and obviously these are, yeah, these are people that don't necessarily know the gym, like the database. So yeah, that's, this is perfect. Great to see this, because this is what we were doing before and really just getting nothing. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I love it, man. So we're not only like setting the appointments for you, well, we're not only running the ads for you, sorry, but we're setting the appointments, so then you're dealing with the people that are like more qualified, rather than spending all your time like chasing, hustling, you know, as you said at the start, trying to get people on the phone, and the lead, by the time you get a hold of them, the leads are gone cold, haven't they?
Yeah.
Awesome. So exactly. what would you say to someone that's sitting on the fence? They're a gym owner, they're watching this, or their head of sales is watching this, and they're like, okay, cool, we need new appointments, sounds good, sort of sitting on the fence though about whether or not to do it. Like, what would you say to people that are in that position?
Put your hand in your pocket and yeah, pay for the support, because and the expertise, because it allows you to concentrate on what you're good at. But also I've found that it's not just lead generating, like there's been good like sales training opportunities with yourself as well, and like the what you've offered so far. So yeah, over in just a month, it's been like spot on exactly what I hoped it would be, and hopefully carry on and keep growing like this. It's awesome. So yeah, for gym owners out there crossing their fingers, just hoping people turn up, then yeah, get out of that mindset and make a change.
Love it, man. Love it. And for, if you are a gym owner and you're watching this, it's probably going to be on a website or on an ad or somewhere. If you see this, there's a button going to be around here somewhere or a link, click it, book a time to speak with me. And then we can have a chat about your gym, your specific situation, and then how we can customize an approach so you can get similar results to what we've done for Tom and the guys over at Reset and Sweat. Tom, thank you so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. Keep crushing those sales, man.
Thanks, mate.